What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode number 452 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are joined by our intern, Scott. Scott, the intern, say hello to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
And he's joining us for another episode and six more after this. So you're going to be hearing a lot of our boy, Scott. On this episode, we are starting off with our theme that goes along with our franchise. So franchise being Bad Boys, theme being Denzel Washington action films. Now, I'm not going to lie, this one was, he's been in a number of action movies. However, I have some of the other ones in future other themed months. So I had to really scrape, found this movie. I have never seen this movie, by the way. This was a first time watch for me. I've owned this movie for years and I've never watched it. But when I looked up the IMDb thing, it said thriller action. So I said, let's put it. We're doing it. Here we go. And it's a movie from 2003 called Out of Time. Now, before we get into it and I give you my fun facts, Alex, Scott, well, I'll go to Alex first. Have you ever seen this movie before this viewing?
No, this is a first time watch for me. So when it comes to Denzel, I don't watch much Denzel movie. Now, I did watch Malcolm X because, you know, whatever. I watched The Book of Eli.
Okay, which we'll be doing.
But yeah, but he's an actor that I know when I sit down and watch, I know I'm gonna have a treat in acting. Like Crimson Tide, like I never saw it. We saw it here and I enjoyed it. And I was like, this is really good. So
no, you loved Man on Fire?
Oh, I love Man on Fire. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. He's a quality actor no matter what.
Yeah.
Scott, had you seen this before this?
No, I have not. Never heard of it either.
Never heard of it. Okay. So I have heard of this movie. So this is a first time watch for all of us. So yeah. I love a good first time watch. Before we get into it, let me tell you some really weird fun facts. I got a couple of weird ones and a couple of normal ones. Number one, this movie came out in 2003. It is the second time that Denzel Washington worked with director Carl Franklin, who directed this the first time in a fantastic movie called Devil in a Blue Dress. If you are into sort of noir films, Carl Franklin also, One False Move was another movie that he directed. Yeah, he does these sort of, they're all kind of in the same ballpark. Okay. Also, this was the first time or the second time Denzel worked with Eva Mendes, as she had a small part in Training Day. If you remember correctly, she didn't really have any big talking lines or anything, but that was his old lady in Training Day. And here they play a married couple with some problems as well. The movie was, a good amount of it was shot in Florida. It was, they made a fake town. So I'm glad Alex brought this up when we were off air asking me if this place was real. It is not. Banyan Key is not a real place. However, it is based on a real kind of island in the Florida Keys. They just changed the name. And this is a very Florida movie, I'll tell you. As someone who lives down here, the vibes are correct. Last one. This is two. This was remade in India as a movie called Zihar. I don't know what that is, but there's an Indian remake of this movie that came out in 2005. And also apparently there's a video game based on this movie. It says WAP and Java mobile phone games based on this movie were released in the UK back when this movie came out. So apparently there's some cell phone games you could play. I'm sure you can't play them anymore. But after watching this, I can't imagine what kind of video game that would even be. Or why it exists.
Very weird, but I got some fun facts too.
Oh, okay.
Denzel Washington was paid $20 million for this movie.
No wonder the budget's $50 million. And yeah, so that he was almost half of it.
Yeah, so $20 million was to make it. Director Carl Franklin's name appears on the phone/credit card records when they show it on screen. His name is on it.
I like that.
John Bingsley? His role?
Billingsley.
Yeah. His role was originally written for an Asian actor in mind. Yep. And then Carl Franklin put all the clocks forward by 1 hour on set, giving the actors the illusion that they were constantly out of time.
Whatever works, and I guess.
I guess so.
Now, I'm just looking at Denzel Washington's filmography. So you said $20 million. Now, this movie... It came out, Denzel is one of the best. He was on a run here. So his movies that came out before this, Remember the Titans, Training Day, 2001. Then he did John Q. Then he starred and directed Antoine Fisher. Then he did this movie in 2003. This was it. He's like, give me my check. Because then his next movie was Man on Fire. Then he did the Manchurian Candidate remake. But then he did Inside Man, Deja Vu, and American Gangster all in a row. So this is like a chunk of time here in the mid-2000s, early to mid-2000s, where I'm sure he was getting paid a lot for all his movies.
Yeah.
This was not a big hit, though. This had a budget of $50 million and only made $55 million. So it was not a huge success, which is probably why a lot of people haven't heard of it. Let's get these Rotten Tomato scores and let's start reviewing it. This sits with a 65% with critics. So it is a fresh movie and it's close to a 60 with audiences at a 58%. So more good than bad, but not like peak Denzel, I guess, if you want to say that. All right, let's talk about the movie. Let's get our thoughts. We're going to go with Scott first. Our lead character, he is, of course, played by Denzel Washington. His name is Matthias Matt Whitlock. He is a police chief in a really tiny little town of like 1,000 people. Scott, what did you think?
I gave our boy Denzel, I gave him a 4. Like, it's not top tier Denzel. It's not a top tier Denzel movie, but you still get a great performance out of him. I like the flaw in his character. He's a righteous man, but he's also banging like another cop's wife and then gets mixed up in all this stuff and then has to cover it up so it doesn't look like he's getting murder charges on him. It gets real sweaty from there. But yeah. I gave him a 4. I thought he was pretty darn good.
All right. I like that. Alex, what'd you think?
I agree with Scott. I gave him a 4. Denzel was really good in this movie. I was a little confused a little bit. And then my wife filled me in because she was like, I didn't get that Eva Mendez's character was his wife.
A divorce.
Yeah, I didn't get that point because then Angelina was just like, she was like, you know, they're married, right? I was like, oh, no. She was like, she was like, am I doing your homework for you? I'm like, shut up. I
was like, she said, text Nate. Ask if they were married.
So I mean, he's very, like, it's weird. He's very loyal to his job. That's number one. Because even when they were goofing around with the money, he was just like, I'm going to have to kill you if you touch that money. Remember him and the funny thing is that the guy who plays the guy with the glasses.
Shay. His name is like Shay.
Yeah, John Bigley. He is from Star Trek Enterprise. He played the doctor on the ship. So when he talks, I think of that alien that he plays. So I'm just like, oh, crap. But I will say Denzel was really good. I enjoyed his character. I didn't even know Dean Cain was in this movie, but he had really good chemistry with Dean Cain. Like, even with bad actors, Denzel makes them look good on screen. For some reason. Like, because there's some scenes with Dean Cain. I'm like, we all know Dean Cain is not that great of an actor.
He's a TV actor.
Yeah, but he's not like, you know what I'm saying? But he made him look good in the bar scene when they were talking. He made him look good in that scene. Even the scene when he knocked on the door, he goes, there's a prowler rolling around. And I was like, okay, he elevated my boy Superman. He was like, He's like, let me show you. I'm like, Green Lantern your ass right now. Because Denzel, I still believe if Denzel was younger, he would have been Jon Stewart. He would have been a
great. He would have killed.
Oh, he would have killed as Jon Stewart. Mm-hmm. But as the cock, I liked it. I don't know. I felt like this movie reminded me of The Game with Michael Douglas, right? It had that same feel to it, right? Like he's like him against time doing a lot of stuff. And there was another movie we did that felt like this. Like, it was just the like, he's trying to stop everything. Like,
wasn't there a movie too that's similar called Nick of Time with Johnny Depp? We didn't do it yet, but is a movie that's like
and Christopher Walken's Race
Against Time movie.
Yeah, because they took his son or some shit like that. It's been ages since I seen it, but I remember that was another good movie.
We're gonna do Nick of Time.
Nick of Time.
Episode number 638. Nick of Time.
We could do like a whole time month, right? We'll do Nick of Time, Johnny Depp. We could do next with
we have that on the schedule already.
Oh, there you go.
Don't worry, we got
Paycheck. What's the one with time? Is that time movie?
Paycheck
with Ben Affleck. Isn't that a time movie too?
God, I don't remember. It's a John Woo movie though.
John Woo. Yeah, I give it a 4.
All right, well, we're gonna be three guys in a boat on this one because I also gave it a 4. I agree with Scott. I like the way he put it. This dude is flawed, but I still wanted him to win. So I think when you can take a character, technically kind of got some bad things going on, bad traits. He is sleeping with someone else's wife while he is also still married. They're not divorced yet. So he is cheating on his wife. Technically, he's cheating on with another man's wife. He's having an affair. Then he steals money to give her for an experimental surgery because he thinks she's going to die. So he gives her this money so they could go get this thing because she has cancer. He's willing to do a lot for this woman. And yet, when everything's kind of coming down on him and the stakes are being raised, you do want him to kind of succeed. And I think that's a testament to Denzel as an actor, just being so good. He is really good in this movie. I've never seen him be bad. I've seen him be like incredible or really good, and he's really good in this. But yeah, I think that's a testament to him because this could have easily been like, if you're talking like heroes or lead, It could have been low because he's kind of a douche. But when you can, and I like the end where Eva Mendes is talking to him. She's like, why'd you do it? And he's like, because I'm stupid. You know, I'm just, it was a dumb decision. And, but, you know, I still love you, whatever. And they end up in it as like kind of a happy ending and he wins. So, you know, I like him too. But the flaws keep me from giving him a 5. You know, he got a lot of issues, but I do like him. I like Denzel in this a lot. All right. Main villain. Now here in classic noir sort of fashion, we have Dean Cain is one of the villains as Chris Harrison, but also his wife, Anne Marie Harrison. She ends up also being really a bad person in this movie, a femme fatale, if you will. So Alex, we'll go with you this time. What did you think of the villain element?
I gave him a 4 because that's a devious plan. I mean, very devious. You knowing that your friend is banging your girl and then you use that to get the money and then you concoct this whole... I mean, this was like diabolical shit. And I mean, to me, it worked. I mean, yeah. I was really glued into the movie, especially the scene with the insurance company that she changed the beneficiary if she dies or whatever, which came at the end. He had $1 million because she died. But so it's pretty funny how everything ties. But I thought everything worked well. And you have to be really diabolical. She shot him. So it's not like they didn't fight. She did shoot him. She killed Dean Cain. So technically that is bad.
Dean Cain trying to kill Denzel.
That's true.
You're shooting at him.
So to me, that warrants a 4. Two across the board between the two.
Nice. People. Okay, so yeah. 2 for each of them.
Yep, pretty much.
Right, Scott, what'd you think?
Okay, now I feel like an asshole.
Tell us.
I gave him a 2. Now, the reason I gave him a 2 is because, like everything Alex said, it was very well planned, very good. But I'm going to throw that into the story category. As far as like a villain goes, they also get a 2, not a 1, because at the end, the twist turns around and she's in on it too. And she shoots him. But as far as like my brain thinking traditional action movie, there's not much going on. It's a lot of him figuring stuff out. They, you know, you have to figure out in the end that they're the villains and everything like that. So I just gave him a 2.
You guys are never going to believe this. Right in the middle. I gave him a 3. I
2, think, 3, 4.
2, 3, 4. I agree. I actually agree with both of you, but I just feel less strongly each way. So I ended up with a 3. Alex, I agree. This plan is... This lady's evil. Even that part where they show her where she smashes her face on the table to make it look like he punched her. I'm like, I hate her. And you don't hate her at the beginning because you think she's really, but she, like, they hired a fake doctor to come in and pretend like he's, you know, diagnosed her with this life-threatening cancer. And she's like, you could say, and then you start thinking of stuff where she's like, you could say anything in front of him. Like she wanted him to know specifically, you know? And then Dean Cain, you know what? I agree. I like the scene at the bar where they're talking. He's like, if I knew who did it, here's what I would say. And he says that stuff. And then Denzel's like, well, you know what I would say is, I wish I could come up to you and say, I'm banging your wife real good or whatever it was, you know? And then he's like, and I would say, I will kill him if he does it again. I like that little banter. Dean Cain he's fine in this movie, honestly. He's not in it a lot, but he's fine. Ultimately, they do, you know, like I said, she kills him. She tries to kill that. She shoots Denzel in the leg and almost kills him because she wants to keep all the money. And I agree with Scott in that in a traditional action sense, they're not in it. They go off screen for like over an hour where they're not even in it anymore. You know what I mean? Now it is because they faked their deaths, so they can't really just be popping up. It would kind of ruin the mystery, but I could see where he's coming from as well. I think they're solid, though. I think they're solid, and it is a diabolical plan. It does take, and you know me, and I don't love these things, but there's a lot of convenience that needs to happen for it to work, but that's not their fault. It's not the villain's fault. That's more on like screenplay and things like that. But yeah, I kind of just fall in the middle. So, all right, you know why we're here. This is an action podcast. Scott, what did you think of the action in this movie?
So this movie is not an action movie. This movie
is an action thriller, according to the internet.
If you look on a different website, it says noir thriller.
And if you look on the box, he has a gun.
Yeah. They all have guns.
Oh, he has a gun. All right, go ahead. What did you think? I'm not really arguing with you. I agree, so.
Action, I gave it a 2 because, I mean, this movie's a lot of story, a lot of solving things from one place to the next. But as far as action, I mean, you get Denzel gets shot up at the end and you get a fight from him and was it the Harrison guy or something like that?
The guy in the hotel. Chris,
Yeah. I mean, you get that scene too, but I mean, it's barely all you get. It's like when you guys did that one movie, which is one explosion in it. Like
Tequila Sunrise.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my joint.
Tequila Sunrise. So, I mean, like, it's a 2. I'm going to save my rest of my thoughts for later on. But yeah, it's a two on action.
Fair enough. All right, Alex, what do you got?
All right, so action, I mean, it has some significant action up in here. I give it a 5. The action.
He's lying.
5 minus He's 3. I get,
what's your actual score?
I give it a 2. I give it a 2 also. Okay. All right. There's shit in this movie. It had more than Tequila Sunrise. Oh my God, he brought it on Blu-ray.
The one action scene is on the box.
Oh my God. Yeah, this action, there's only a few. I mean, not even as much. I mean, yeah, it's not as good. I mean, the scene that they're going off a balcony is not as, I mean, it's practical, which I was like, well, that's pretty cool. They would literally did it on scene. So I was like, that's dope. But other than that, it's more of a thriller. So I gave it a 2.
Yeah, I agree with you guys, except I gave it a 1. don't got nothing, bro. They fight in a hotel room for 2 minutes. It was cool. It was a cool little scuffle. He throws a lamp at him. They crash through a window. The balcony's, and then the guy's punching him in the hand like a little kid. He's like, and then Denzel's going, he's grabbing on. And then there's nothing till the very end where there's like a bunch of missed shots, one shot that kills somebody. Him and Dean Cain don't even fight, and he just runs. Once he runs out of bullets, he just starts running. And then he's like trying to escape. So I agree with you guys, except I'm going to be the rude one. Not really. I gave it a 1. This movie has no action. Again, I never saw it, and it was listed as action thriller, and he has a gun. So I'm like, okay, maybe we'll get a little action here. And we did get a very little, very little. This is a thriller. This is a noir with 2 fights in it. So if you've never seen it and you're listening to us, just know that there's not a lot. But what's there is like, it's well filmed. Like the balcony part is kind of cool. Like I do think it looks cool, but okay. 2-2-1. Now this part may be a little different here. Storyline, Alex, what'd you think of the storyline?
Oh, that's the strength of this movie. It's very told very well. And I was normally would figure this damn thing out. I didn't figure it out. I was just lost throughout the whole thing. I was like, damn. And I thought that was really good for a movie this old, told very well. I like murder mystery movies. So I think this was told very well. Denzel was a great lead. I thought Dean Cain as the villain and the chick was really good. I thought everything when shit starts to hit the fan and he's like doing the stuff with the phone and cutting off the phone and running to his office and writing, deleting numbers and doing
fax
all
machine.
This. Fax machine, yeah, making himself look so suspicious. I thought it was cool. It was a race against time, and I thought it worked very well for me. It's the strength of the movie, and with that said, I gave it a 5.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, a 5 from Alex. Scott, what do you have?
I fully agree with Alex here. It's 100% a 5. Carl Franklin, I've seen his other two, like when you go to Google his discography or filmography, his other two are One False Move and Devil in Blue Dress, and this is listed as 3rd. So based on those movies and then seeing this movie, it is very, very well told. The story is very, very well put together. It's definitely the strength of the movie, and I thoroughly enjoyed the story aspect of everything. So yeah, 5 for me.
All right, well, here I am again. The jerk, because I did not give this a 5. But I don't disagree with you guys. I gave it a 4. But again, I mentioned there was a couple convenience-type things that bugged me a little bit. Other than that, I agree with you guys. I love these kind of movies. I think when the screws are getting tightened, like as the movie goes, and Denzel, that's why he's so good in this, because he did some bad stuff, and he's worried about getting framed for murder. So he's trying to clear his name, and he also has to try to get like the stuff with the DEA where they're trying to get the money and he doesn't have the money anymore. So he's like trying to like get a hold of it. You got Eva Mendes, like she's trying to solve the crime. And they're not only is she a homicide detective there, she's also his wife that mm-hmm. they're going through a divorce. Like there's so many like layers of stuff that's going on that you're just like, man, this guy's not gonna. And even his friend, then his friend knows that he's involved with the phone number thing mm-hmm. and he like helps him change his phone. Like I like that guy because he was loyal. He was a good friend. He helps him out. He's like, well, you ain't getting busted. We're going to get that boat. And he even wants him to take the money at the end, like take the $1 million.
Go to Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. So I like him. I think it's very well written. Again, there's a few things here and there. I think it is a little convoluted at times, which might be what Alex was referring to as being a little lost at times. I could see that too. And then there's a couple things that were like, these things needed to happen in such a way. Like, how exactly did she know he was going to give her the $485,000 from the, like, there's no way that she absolutely knew that was going to happen. And for their plan to work, like, that had to happen. So those sorts of things is where I kind of get like, but overall, I think it's a very well-written movie. And I think the story is definitely the strength of the film. It's not an action film. And I don't mean it's not a good movie. So I gave it a 4. So 5, 5, 4. Okay. Overall, total movie here. Scott, what did you think?
Overall, I gave it a 4. I thought it was a pretty great movie. Like we've all figured out in at the end, it's not an action movie. It is a mystery, noir, thriller type deal. And I love those movies just as much as action movies. So 4 overall for me, it was pretty great.
Yeah, I would agree with that assessment. All right. So Alex, overall, what did you give this movie? Not total, just the overall.
Yeah, my overall is a 4. I think it's a great movie. It's a great movie. It's a great murder mystery movie if you're into those things. Great thriller. Not an action movie. I think it's heavy. That's a heavy selling point. It's not an action movie, but it's a very good story told. Denzel's great and everyone did a great job, casting, crew and director. So I gave it a 4.
I will echo you guys. You both gave it the same score and I will as well. I gave this movie a 4. I think it's really good. I knew when I bought it that I was going to like it. I just never watched it. So now that I've seen it, I love it. If I was doing like a Denzel marathon, like maybe like the lesser known Denzel movies, this would be a fantastic watch. It moves at a great pace. It's like, there's never boring. It's never boring. Like, it's always because of the way, like the first, I would say the first 20 minutes are kind of just setting you up. Like, he's having an affair. Nothing's really going on. And then once he gives her that money, from then on, the movie is just like nonstop craziness. And there's a burning house and there's dead bodies and they stole these bodies and they changed the dental records and they did. And it's just like a never ending snowball of stuff. So a very good film that is not an action movie. This is probably maybe only the second time on this podcast that we had a movie billed as action and not. We have had action movies that we gave ones to, but they were actually just bad action. Whereas here is just, there's no action. So yes, anyway, 4 across the board. What is your total points, Scott?
17 out of 25.
17 out of 25. Alex, what do you got?
19 out of 25.
And I got a 16 out of a 25. So yeah, it's a good movie. If you want to watch a good mystery, thriller, modern noir, sweaty Florida movie, Out of Time, you will like it. If you want to watch it as an action movie, don't not like it as that. Okay, here's what we got coming up next on the podcast. We will be going to the 2000s with some Bad Boys 2. Scott will be back with that. And then another Denzel movie. This one of the two team-up films I got here. I did two of his team-up action movies. This is one where he's teaming up with Ryan Reynolds in a little movie called Safe House. So we're going to be doing some Safe House, some Bad Boys 2. Scott will be here for both of those. And that's what we got coming up next episode.
With that said, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe, leave comments on your favorite episodes. And of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And of course, you can follow us on Instagram under Geeks the Letter and Flicks, and TikTok as Geeks the Letter and Flicks. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa, and that is Scott the Intern.
There you go.
All right, be awesome to each other and geek out.